By a show of hands, who is a hockey fan? Who is not a hockey fan, but turned on the TV when you saw that the Lightning were getting far in the playoffs? Became a bandwagon hockey fan. Yes, that would be me. How many of us took some kind of interest in our home team being in the playoffs? How many of you watched the hockey game last month? That's good. Now, a little audience participation. What are the rules on the hockey team? When you have the Tampa Bay Lightning, what are the rules on that team? There are what? We have this, this, and this, and this. What are those things? We have a goal. Okay, very important. What else do we have? Captain?
Forwards?
Defenseman? Somebody else? What? Coach? Very important. What else do we have? We have an owner? Yes, got an owner. It's very important. He's the guy that pays all the checks. We can have new players. What else do we have? What? Announcers, yes. We have radio and TV announcers. In fact, the TV announcers from the Lightning is part of our marriage.
The audience.
The audience, yes.
Referees,
what?
Mascot.
Oh, good. There are lots of rules. There are lots of rules. So there are lots of rules on a hockey team, and they're all important. Now, for those who drive around Tampa or who pay close attention, what was the motto of this year's team? What was the motto of this year's team? You see all the billboards around town, it says Tampa Bay Lightning, and it has a phrase underneath it.
All in.
All in. All in. That is the phrase. That's what you see around town. All in. Now you have some visual aids to make for the sermon today. All in. All in for the Lightning. All right? Now, what does that mean, all in? Anybody know?
Everybody participate.
Everybody participate. Who's everybody? All of you just mentioned. Right? The players play, the general manager gets the players, the coach coaches them, the owner handles the whole thing, the announcers tell us about it, the fans root for it, everybody's important, everybody's got to be in. Alright? When you see that sign, what is that, when you see this phrase, what's that supposed to make us think? Why do they choose this for the motto of the team? Anybody know why they choose this for the motto of the team?
Nobody's left out.
Nobody's left out. Supposed to inspire confidence. Now, let's imagine we drove around town and we saw this billboard. We're going to read that, right? Half in. What are the rules of the church? Name some of the roles in the church. Choir. Very good. Of course, the priest. What else? What? Parish council. Priest, you got that. What else? Solving, chapter. Members, people. All right, there are a lot. We have Sunday school teachers and altar boys and boys and advisors and filial hosts. We have all kinds of roles in the church. And what is the work of the church? When you really get down to it, why do we have a church? Yes?
Salvation of our souls.
Salvation of our souls. Whose souls?
Our souls.
Who's our?
All the people.
All the people. All the people in this building?
All the people in the world.
Right, so we have our church for the salvation of our souls. Me, you, and everybody inside this church, and everybody outside of it too. So, if we're concerned with the salvation of the souls of every single person, what does that mean? What does the church have to do in order to make that happen? Okay, we gotta reach those people. But before we do that, we're gonna spread the gospel. Before we spread anything, we gotta preserve the gospel. We gotta make sure we don't alter it. So the first thing we do is we preserve, we learn about the gospel. We make sure we got it right. Then, after that, we're not done, we go and we spread it. And how do we spread it? It's really simple. There are two ways to spread something. There are two ways to lead something. You can lead by direction, you can talk about it, or you can lead by example, the way you live your life. Right now, if you want to be a good leader, the best leader is the leader that leads by example, not necessarily by direction. If you're not a good example, it doesn't matter what kind of thing you're saying in your mouth, because people are going to look at your actions and they're going to say, this person is not all in, he's half in. He's got the words down, but the actions don't follow. When we don't go to church, or when we're divisive in the church, or when we're not charitable to the church, we're not generous with our time, with our talent, when we give stingy to the church, when we act in an unchristian way, it's like saying we are half in the game. Just like you can't like and need all the people to be successful, they need everybody to be all in, so does the church. The church needs all the people to be all in to be successful. If we have a beautiful building and lots of people, and the people are like, we're half. Well, the church is going to be any more successful than a hockey team that's happy. Now, if you were in church last night at the Vespers, don't answer this question. I want to pull all of you who were here last night. Alright, so if you were in church here last night, I asked this question, and no one can answer, don't blurt it out, because you all know it now. What feast day are we celebrating today? All Saints. Good. Why do we celebrate All Saints? As I said last night, this is not the feast day of those who don't have a name they can celebrate today. That's a good joke. We have a big name of one of those, like, which are your theme? I don't know. Oh, can I get Mondo? It's all of the above. All Saints, it's not even all of the above. All right, all the saints, what's the thing that all the saints have in common? All the saints have in common, they were all in on their faith. They were all in, not half in or quarter in, all in. Some of them to the point of martyrdom, of spilling their blood for the faith. I said to the teenagers last night that one of the things that all the saints have in common that lived at least to age 20 was that they all survived their teenage years. They all went through puberty, they all had the hormones, they all had acne, probably. And they somehow managed to survive. And thrive and become all in for their faith. Their teenage years didn't become the point of going away from the church. Didn't become the point of going away from Christian behavior. Perhaps it became the stepping stone that led them to an adult life of service to God, of being all in. Now, the decision, there is a decision that every person who is a Christian faces. And that is, what percentage of your life are you willing to give to God? Are you willing to be half in, three quarters in, or all in? What did the gospel say today? He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who will not take up his cross and follow is not worthy of me. What does that mean? He who is not all in is not going to get in. If we want to get into heaven, we have to be all in on this faith. Just like the hockey team that wants to go compete for the Stanley Cup has to be all in. If a team is half in, they probably didn't make the playoffs, let alone win anything. So if we're not all in, we're not going to get in. And that's something that we have to remember. That's a decision we face not only about Christianity, but about many other things in our lives. If you're not going to be all in as a spouse, you're not going to have a happy marriage. If you're not going to be all in as a parent, you're not going to raise good children. If you're not all in your job, you're not going to have a successful career. If you're not all in school, you aren't going to graduate, have a career, have a family, and all the other things. So it's really important in all the things we're doing in our lives, and we have to be all in to them, not happy or partly. Our world is made it okay to be happy. We say, oh, if you don't want to make the effort, that's okay. Just give us something, a half, a quarter, anything. But that's not going to cut it. If you want to be successful in life, if you want to attain eternal life, it means that all of us that want that have to be all in. Be on God's team, go to His kingdom, it means that we have to be all in. And that should be perhaps the new slogan in our church. Perhaps I'll write that on top of the stewardship form next year when we make our pledges. All in. All of us giving all that we can, not half of us giving half of what we can. The thing that the saints have in common is that all of them were all in. Let me close by relating an experience I had the other day. I met with a person who is a friend of mine for many years, who is not here, so don't have to look around in the church. But I met with someone who's a friend of mine that's going to be having open heart surgery this coming week. And recently I was reading a book about what happens when they do open heart surgery on somebody, what's involved. And it's pretty scary. I mean, there are probably some people that are in the church this morning who have had that operation. It brings a person as close to death as possible without them dying. I mean, having someone open up your chest, take out their vital organs, go into their hands, prepare them, stick them back in, sew you up, and continue on. That's a pretty scary thing. I mean, as I talked to this person, I thought to myself, thank God I'm not in their shoes. Actually, talking to them made me want to be a little bit healthier, because I never really want to be in those shoes. And after I spoke to this person, I was thinking to myself, you know, lots of people are going to be in his shoes. Perhaps one day I'll be in his shoes. I don't know. I hope not. But we're all going to be in the shoes of the person who's at the end of life, about to leave life, and about to go meet God. I meet lots of those people in my work as a priest. And the fact is that all of us are going to be at that point at some point in our lives. Every one of us is going to be at that point at some point in our lives. Is that a prospect that scares us? Is that a prospect that perhaps that comforts us because we believe in God, or does it scare us because we're not sure we're all in? If a person is all in, they can take comfort in that moment. If a person is less than all in or half in, that is going to be a moment of fear. But that is a moment that's going to come for all of us at some point. So you've got time in your life, but not a lot. We all have a finite amount of time here. We've all got to make that decision at some point. I'm going to be all in and start living like it. So as we leave from here, as we close another 2-year Olympics, I leave you with the slogan of the Tampa Bay Lightning: all in. If you want to be going to heaven, you've got to be all in. Those who are not all in are not going to get in. I thank those who are responsible for this event, Byron Munoz and Daniel Cass, all the people who have worked with them to bring off a successful weekend. I thank our Boyans for coming and sharing a beautiful weekend, for their advisors for giving up of their time to come and be with us. And I wish all of us at the Corona that we meet again next year in health and enjoy, hopefully far more along our Christian journey. May we be all in today, tomorrow, next month, and next year when we meet again. God bless you all.